you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics hazard that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher, a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. And recently, I authored a book titled Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. And a very interesting career journey. I read chemical engineering in a Nigerian university, but currently I'm in the human rig of human resources doing career and employability coaching. On the other side of it is that I consult for small and medium enterprises in Nigeria in the area of talent acquisition and human capacity development. This podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, covering talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. Now, by listening to this podcast, you would be able to draw very critical career lessons and principles which would make you make better career decisions. Some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are not head knowledge. They are things I've learned in the trenches in the point of relating with job seekers on one side and employers on the other side. Don't forget, I help organizations to solve their talent issues. So these are some of the things that I experience on a constant basis. Two target audience this podcast is meant for. One, fresh graduates, those just about to enter into the job market. So the employability part of the podcast, some of the things we'll be sharing, either interviews, expert interviews, or sharing principles will be applicable. And also young professionals, experienced hires will really benefit a great deal from this podcast. So two great target audience, fresh graduates and even experienced hires, young professionals will really benefit greatly from this podcast. In few minutes, you're going to be listening to today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Cheers. Welcome back. On today's episode of the podcast, I'll be sharing with you something interesting, and it's going to be in form of a question. And that question is this: is your career plan bulletproof? Yes, you heard me right. Is your career plan bulletproof? Permit me to start with an opening quote by Jesse Owens. We all have dreams, but in order to make dreams come into reality, it takes an awful lot of determination, dedication, self-discipline, and effort. We all have dreams, but in order to make dreams come into reality, it takes an awful lot of determination, dedication, self-discipline, and effort. Now, what does this tell us? Many individuals are actually living their career in abstract terms. They say they're looking for a job, but you ask them, what kind of job are you looking for? They've not taken their time to think through the process. So this podcast episode today is coming up to challenge you to be able to make you get into the thinking mode and the planning mode to be able to plan your career. You know, this makes me to remember many years ago while I was in high school, a particular junior student asked me a pertinent question, and that question was this: Senior Sheg, when you're through with high school, what are you going to be doing? What would you be doing when you are done with high school? I gave an answer. I said, okay, I plan to read an engineering course in a university and become a chemical engineer. Now, do you know what I did at that moment? I unconsciously set an educational goal. And looking back now, I can say that I achieved that goal of studying chemical engineering. The other part of that dream was to be on the oil rig with my safety boots and even my safety overall. But at the moment, I discovered that looking back now, that part of the oil rig has been replaced with the human rig. I'm doing human resources. It's interesting for you to know that in episode 25 of Career and Employability Talk, I took my time to explain how that transition happened, moving from chemical engineering into human resources. So if you need to listen to that transition all over again, how I moved from the oil rig into the human rig, then you need to go and go to shegmakede.com/episode25 and download that episode to listen to. Now, but that now takes us to the fact that looking at that simple illustration, we need to make plans. At a point at which we are setting out on our career journey, we need preparation. We need to plan. We need to think through the process so that nothing takes us by chance. We are off. We have all the bases covered for. So I'm asking you now, are you a fresh graduate listening to me right away? Or you are a young professional planning to make a career change, even from one job to another or from one industry to another? I want to ask you at this time, do you have a career plan? Do you have the career plan broken down into different phases, short term, medium and long term? Okay, you say you have a career plan. Is it written down or is it just a mental picture in your head? I'm sure if you're like most people, most of the question I just asked, it would have at least one no, capital no. Don't worry, you are not alone in this. You know, interesting is the fact that many individuals think about their careers in abstract terms. It's not written down. So what we want to just do on today's episode of the podcast is to challenge you to at least think on paper, write something down. So in the course of the episode, I want you to get a piece of paper very close to you. I'm going to be getting deep into details. I'm going to be giving you examples to be able to at least give you a little bit of clarity, even talking about career planning as the case may be. So let's dig into, I'm going to be sharing some very deep stuff, five different ways at which you can actually set a career plan, a career plan that will be bulletproof, a career plan that you will be bold to present at any time and be able to walk yourself through them. Don't forget, at any point in time, if you get lost or you feel you will need help or somebody to take you through this career planning process, I'm very much available. You could call me to help you out, but let me just dig deep into the main stuff right away. Now, in order for you to get the career planning and career goal setting process right from the start, I'm going to be sharing a few things with you right away. Five major things I'm going to be sharing. Number one is this: the place to start your career planning is from the point of defining your life goals. You start your career planning from defining your life goals. I am always of the opinion that your career should be a natural extension of who you are. So individuals have something they want to achieve. They have a bigger picture of the future which they want to achieve. Some individuals say that they want to be philanthropists. Some individuals say that when they are retiring, they want to retire with X number of whatever it is in terms of money, in terms of assets, in terms of wealth. Now, that is like looking at the future. So you know, the career planning process is something that has to be from the future, back from the future thinking. So you need to start from the point of your life goals. What exactly are you planning to achieve with your life? So it's not mine, it's yours. That determines every other thing you are going to do, because your life goals determine your financial goals, it determines your career goals, it determines your family goals. From there, you'll be able to think through the entire process. So that's the first thing. Start from the point of your life goals. Set your life goals. Get it clear. Then two, once you have decided your life goals, you can now begin to break them down into different sections. Let's say in 20 years, I want to retire as an HR director for a multinational, for example. Now, I now begin to say, if in 20 years I want to retire as an HR director for a multinational, where am I currently now in my career journey? Where do I hope to be in 10 years? Where do I hope to be in 5 years? What do I need to be doing now? Such that when I'm at 20 years, I'm getting close to what I want to achieve. So that's what we're saying. Break them down into milestones in terms of timelines. Then the third thing is this: you now decide your career goal. After you've broken down into the timeline, you now decide, what exactly do I want to be doing at 20 years? So I give you an example. What career field do you want to be? Do you want to build a career in human resources, or you want to build a career in finance, or even in education? Now that's beginning to get clear to you now. So you decide, what's the career path? What's the field that I want to really focus on? Basically, so it's not a function of what you read in the university, it's a function of where you want to be at a certain period in your life. So you can now take that and now go to the next process. And the next process is this: determine what you need to do. How do you need to prepare to get to your career goal? So you have decided you want to build a career in human resources, but you're not currently in human resources. What do you need to do now to get you to in a job or a career in human resources? Are there professional certification you would need to take? Are there special training, specialized training in that field which you need to take? You need to build a career in finance, for example, but you read an engineering course. ICANN is there for you to take. You never read anything related to human resources, but you want to build a career in human resources. Then you take any of the HR certification courses or training courses that will take you close to where you are going. Don't forget, you have set the timelines to say, in 20 years, this is what I want to achieve. In 15, this is what I should be doing. In 10, this is what, in 5 years. So immediately you are deciding to say, okay, fine, I want to get the certification sorted this year or in the next 2 years. Now, the next thing, once the certification is out of the way, you want to say, I want to get a job in this area, or I want to talk to somebody in that field that will help me. You know, getting what you need to do is a function of research. So you go online, Google the job description for the job you want to be doing, and you'll be so surprised at the wealth of information that are waiting for you to dig in. Find people in that area, interview them, tell them to tell you about what it takes to build a career in that field. And finally, step 5 is this: create your career action plan. Now you've thought through the entire process. I want to be an HR director in 20 years. You've broken it down that for me to be an HR director, I need to at least come into HR, either at consulting level or HR generalist level. Then what are the basic experience? For you to be an HR director, you must have competency in the various fields of human resources. So that means even if I get a job in recruitment today, I need experience around training. I need experience around compensation and benefit. Those information are available online, so you can be able to know all those various areas. They begin to say, what I need to do this year, I'm going to sort out my certification. In the next 2 years, I'll sort out my certification. While I'm sorting out my certification, I need to move into a job in that field. I need to restructure my CV, because your CV in another job may not be suited for the job you're trying to move into. So these are some of the all work you're going to be able to do to come up with a career action plan. Don't forget, I said it, I'm sure you may need help, but this is something which can help you start the preliminary work. Asking for help after now will become much more easy once you've done most of the thinking yourself. So whoever career coach you choose to talk to, or even if you choose to talk to me after now, the same thing I'm saying now is the things I'm going to ask you. I'm just going to be able to walk you through the process to be sure if you've been able to do those things. And interesting is this, it's looking clear, I'm sure. So after going through this whole process, it's now coming up with the action plan to say, what will I be doing at X number of time? Then there begins to be a bit of clarity in you. It makes you very much informed when you're looking for a job. You're looking at it with a purpose and an intent in your mind. You're not just doing near misses, but you're being certain and focused even with your career. Let me close with the words of Benjamin Franklin. If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. If you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. This suffice to say this: if you fail to have a career plan, if you fail to make your career plan bulletproof, then definitely you are planning a career disaster. And I'm sure that will not be what you hope to achieve. So thank you very much for listening to today's episode of the podcast. Don't forget, if you need help after now, drop your comments, your questions in the show notes of this episode on shegmakiode.com/episode31. Drop your comment. If you need career counseling or career coaching, feel free also to approach me, and I'll be very much willing to help you out. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the podcast. This is your host, Shegmakiode, signing out for today. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode. To know more about Segun Akiode, follow his Twitter handle at Segun Akiode, at SegunAkiode, or visit his website www.segunakiode.com. See you next time.